Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome live here alongside soccer captain and current Sturgis Junior, Mark Augustinelli. My name is Jacob Toby on the Sturgis Storm Radio. We are live here at CCA Cape Cod Academy as we are bringing you Sturgis East versus Southeastern Volk in a preliminary round MIA state tournament game on the Sturgis Storm Radio of MIA Division 4 men's basketball. Mark, how are you? How is it to be here?
It's great, and the fans here are electric. I'm sure everybody is looking forward to a great game today.
And so is I, as we start. We're about tip-off is about a minute away after the national anthem. So, Mark, Sora Gibbons, one of the great players here for Sturgis. How will Southeastern have to play him defensively?
No, Sora Gibbons, my best friend and the ninth highest scorer in the Cape and Islands League. Obviously, he will be a matchup nightmare for anyone who comes his way. But one thing that might be detrimental to his play today is his focusing on going to the paint and scoring on drives. If they put a taller defender on him, we'll see if he can overcome adversity today.
Sturgis doesn't know a lot about Southeastern Regionals. They've played the likes of Barnstable on top of the school South Regional hat. So how does this hurt Sturgis?
You know, I feel like in a way this might actually help Sturgis' game plan, because in previous matchups against teams such as TJP, their coach, Mike O'Coin, who's a great coach, was more game planning on targeting one specific individual, such as Nick Casada, another matchup nightmare.
And for Pope John Paul.
For Pope John Paul. He's a great player. But in this way, the Mr. O'Coin and Coach O'Coin can tailor an offense that is suited exactly to Sturgis' strength.
And what would this mean in terms of a win for Sturgis in their first basketball state tournament win? School reputation would be better after baseball, volleyball, and soccer, the likes of their teams winning their first state tournament games in the past 4 years. So what would that mean for Sturgis in that aspect?
Right. Sturgis has obviously had a lot of success in the past couple of years with their state tournament. And one thing that it's not a quantitative measurement, but you can see in the school spirit and pride of each and every student who attends Sturgis, every shadow can just feel the bleed blue.
That's something that a lot of kids have put into this program is bleed blue. We're going to listen in here to the play, to the PA here as they do a little introduction here. So listen in. We'll be right back after the introduction.
Thank you.
right as you just get done listening to the national anthem here on the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside my good friend Mark Agustinelli. I'm Jacob Toby again as we'll go over the starting lineups here. First for Southeastern Regional, Richard Middleton, Matt Riley, Nick Raymond, Dante Madero, and Dan Longway, the five starters for Southeastern Regional. And for the Sturgis Storm, who I love to see play, Mike, don't you? I mean, we're a little biased here, but it's okay. We got Sawyer Gibbons, Jake Lamont, Cole Woodbury, Josh Nolichick, and Caleb Clarkson. Of course, Caleb and Sawyer, the two captains. What have you seen from them in their leadership this year?
You know what? I think their leadership has been greatly exhibited as they lead their team to an 11-9 record. It has never been done before. And one thing I also want to show is how we have our team has great a lot of luck in this stadium, as you know.
As we know, last year getting two wins here, both at CCA, we were great wins, obviously, against, you know, a top echelon team. Here we go, getting ready to start here. Again, alongside Mark Agustinelli and Jacob Toby, Sturgis East taking on Southeastern Regional. We're just getting started. We play four quarters, 8 minutes, high school basketball Division IV. We're set to go. Referees, we got three today for a state tournament game. They usually have two.
Southeastern may have the height advantage, but Sturgis has the heart advantage.
I like that, Mark. Ball's up, and we're underway here at CCA. Jake and Lamont on the left side of the court with the ball, number two in white. Sturgis in the white, Southeastern in the blue. We'll find Cole Woolberry down low. He'll work it. We'll kick it out back to Sawyer Gibbons. Gibbons now over to Caleb Clarkson. Five off the three. Got a cheer team over on our side far away. It's not ours. Lamont for three, no good. Offensive rebound shot for Caleb Clarkson, and actually gobbled up by Dan Longway. And here comes Richard Middleton with the ball for Southeastern Regional. Again, they're in the blue. Gets the pick from Longway. Still dribbling with the ball is Middleton. Now over to number two. And the first basket for Southeastern Regional made by Dante Madero. He's a junior for Southeastern Regional, and back up the court, here come the Storm. What did you see on that play, Mark?
You know what? I feel like they just were really aggressive. They took a risk, and it worked out for them now.
Lamont, top of the key. Back over to Caleb Clarkson. They want to go down low to Cole Woodbury. They will. He'll work it. Nowhere to go. Lamont swings it. Sawyer Gibbons for three. No good. Offensive rebound. The Storm, but Caleb Clarkson threw it away. And Middleton with the steal. Middleton all the way with the right hand. Can't bank it home. Offensive rebound for Southeastern Regional. Put up for two. No good. Rebound to Cole Woodbury. And a foul going down the other way.
Great rebound by Cole right there.
You see Cole Woodbury, he's a rebounding beast down low, also on the offensive end as well.
Cole Woodbury, one of the only players in Sturgis history to average double-digit rebounds during their junior year. He's still a junior. This is a very young team.
Yeah, very young team as well. And a couple seniors on that team. Here comes Lamont, the ball handler for Sturgis East. Now over to Sawyer Gibbons, back to Lamont. Gibbons playing a 2-3 zone, it seems. Southeastern Regional is. Lamont will swing it back. He'll get it back. He'll shoot. It's a three. It's no good. And a rebound to Madero. Madero seems to be their player. Lamont with a steal. And a score. Dickie Lamont. A beautiful play there for two. And we're 2-2 here. 2 minutes into the game. Southeastern Regional versus Sturgis East. Preliminary round of the MIA Division IV tournament. Alongside Mark Agustinelli, I'm Jacob Sobey.
Jake Lamont in great form today. Just a Saturday, they played a scrimmage. Jake Lamont scored 33 points, going 9-for-9 from 3-point land.
Oh, Madero, beautiful drive. No good. Offensive rebound. Put up. No good. That shot was Longway. And a foul again, an offensive foul. And Middleton didn't like that one as he talked to the official.
It was clear over the back foul, but he's going to have to watch this foul trouble right now.
Gibbons will inbound to Jake Lamont. Lamont scored a quick two off a steal. It's 2-2 here, 5:36 left in the first quarter. Southeastern Regional and Sturgis East tied. Clarkson thought about a three inside to Josh Nolichick. No good. And the rebound to Longway and a foul going against Sturgis now.
It's good to be aggressive. And right now, that's only Sawyer's first foul. He still has one to go.
It's upcoming against the Southeastern Regional.
That's Isaiah Oreski, number 31, coming in on power forward position.
He's a freshman, so we'll see how he does here, pairing against Josh Nolichick. Doesn't look like a freshman.
No, especially against Josh. Josh is a sophomore.
Richard Middleton now over to the corner. Air ball from Matt Riley, and here come the Storm back down the other end. Still tied 2-2, 5 minutes left in the opening quarter.
It's definitely a close one. We'll see how it fares as it gets closer to the end.
Gibbons on the left side, back to Lamont. Lamont in the corner, now down low. A double team on Cole Woodbury. Doesn't matter. Puts it up, shimmy shake, no good. And rebound to Matt Riley. Into the hands of Middleton. And Gibbons knocks it away, and here comes taking Lamont in the Storm a running.
Ivy risk taker right there.
There we go. Inside the area. Up fake one. And one. Cole Woodbury. And one is 4-2 Sturgis and a foul.
One thing to watch today is Jeremy Nadler's bench celebrations. They've been on point.
Now, Mark, the fans can't really see that, but you're going to have to commentate what it looks like,
we
right?
We will give them
visual
imagery.
Exactly. Cole Woodbury at the line. Can't hit. And a rebound. Southeastern Regional. Left side of the court. Now over to Matt Riley, and a three-point attempt by Madero, no good. That'll go out of bounds. Sturgis ball. Another sub's going to come in for Southeastern Regional. It's Trey London. He's a senior coming off the bench. Looks
really
athletic.
You can really see the depth that they have off that bench. Everybody's at least 6 feet.
They're just not the team that they use their bench a lot. Michael Coyne. Well, it might get into it today, and Madero with a steal, and Sturgis couldn't get it inbound. He'll drive with the left hand, put it up, thought he got fouled, put it in for two. Wanted Gibbons on the foul. Little press there from early on from Southeastern Regional. And a turnover from J.K. Lamont. Here comes Middleton into the corner now for Trey London. A three-point attempt, no good for Southeastern Regional. Sawyer Gibbons the rebound. And here come the Storm. Again, 4-4 here, 3:45 left to go in the first quarter. Alongside Mark Agustinelli, I'm Jacob Kobe on the Sturgis Storm Radio. Clarkson, Woodbury, wide open underneath. Got Wallace, no call. I don't know about that, Mark.
I don't know. You can clearly see the hand-on-hand action.
Middleton down the lane, right to the middle, banks it home for two.
What I'm really surprised about right now is Sturgis usually covers the highest scorer on the other team. But right now, he seems to be switching off between number 11, Trey London, and number 12, Matt Riley.
Lamont thought he had a clear lane, was tapped from behind him by Middleton. 6-4, Southeastern Regional. And now Shaquille Rustin, who's a senior as well. So a couple seniors off the bench here for Southeastern folks.
A couple seniors. They really are sure that each senior is getting their rest so that they have a good chance.
Cole Woodbury for two. He's got four quick points.
Cole Woodbury efficiently leading the game with 4 points on 2-for-3 shots.
There we go. Three rebounds as well. Very crucial for the Storm. They got a rebound. They're small. Madero, number 22 in the blue. Got fouled. That'll be on Josh. Nolichick.
Let's go.
Josh Nolichick with the foul. And Madero to the line for two. Got 2 points on a 1-for-1 attempts. And sinks the first. And it's clear that Madero is their best player, right?
You can see it just by that very well-rounded stat line. He already has a steal, a rebound, and 4 points. Easily leading the team.
8-6 in favor of Southeastern. Gibbons on the right side will pass it over to Lamont. No subs yet for the Storm. Still playing with their starting five. Cole Woodbury into the paint, will spin, thought he got fouled, no good, rebound to Orteste.
10-6 rebound advantage for Southeastern today.
Already, wow.
That might prove to be a big game changer.
Rebounds and free throws.
Rebounds and free throws.
Madero over on the wing, Rustin gets a pick from his teammate, back over down to Middleton. Middleton, a little pull-up Jay, didn't really jump on that one, that was a little weird.
No, he seems to have a little late release.
Gibbons up for the rebound, and he'll get it back. He's now running with the right hand. All the way number 23 for two. Sawyer Gibbons.
You saw it right there. Every time he drives to the basket, he's a threat.
score.
Sawyer Gibbons. Those are his first points, but they will certainly not be his last.
Oh, a push-off move. Nice play from Ruxin of Southeastern Regional. And it's a 10-8 game with 1:54 left to go. Just under 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Olechick in the corner. Clarkson, number 25 in white. And Sturgis wearing the white. Southeastern in the blue. Olechick down low. Gibbons. And we'll see what the call is. It'll be timeout. Sturgis East.
No, they got lucky there. Sure, with that misplaced shot, but luckily it won't hurt them today.
With 1:40 left to go here, a timeout Sturgis East, 10-8 Southeastern. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four track busting. Halfway across that city with the.
We're back here in the Sturgis Storm Radio. Offside marker got the belly on Jacob Toby. Again, 10-8. 1:40 left to go. Gibbons gets the ball in the corner. And we'll pull it back out to Clarkson. No subs yet for the Storm still. They try to go into Nolichick. No good. On the run now are Southeastern.
Today. Hopefully he can get informed.
A three-point attempt. Madero. Bam. 13-8. Southeastern. Madero, quick start. 7 points.
The second three-pointer as well as a free throw to add on.
Oh, Gibbons spinning. It's home. A nice zero set move from Sawyer Gibbons.
It was a beautiful shot right there.
One of the two captains for Sturgis East. Middleton with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Ruxin. Ruxin will drive in the left hand, flip it up, got fouled. Foul will be on Woodbury, I believe. It'll actually be on Nolichick.
Sawyer Gibbons, number 23, a crucial part of Sturgis' team. When he's in his form, there's nobody in the league who can stop him.
Ruxin at the line for two. Can't hit his first. It's short on the front rim. Under a minute to go here. Another sub here. It'll actually be for Sturgis. Evan Topper comes in. Nice job by Josh Nolichick as he takes a seat. So Sturgis going even smaller now. Put Woodbury at the five. How's that going to hurt them or help the market?
You know, I feel like they might have the athletic advantage and it might balance in their favor. Coach O'Coin here is taking risks. We'll see how it pays off.
Here comes the Storm.
Quick to give the ball to Sawyer, already having 4 points on 2-3 shooting.
Gibbons now over to Lamont. Evan Tobert off the bench. Scores! Inside the paint, nice pass from Woodbury. And here comes Trey London on the other side for Southeastern. It's 14-12 with 28 seconds left. And a bad pass there from Jaquel Ruxin. Shaquille Ruxin, excuse me, so it'll be Sturgis East ball. 25 seconds left. They can hold for the final shot.
I think they're going to do it well. Evan Tobert, the silent assassin, scoring 100% efficiency on one-of-one field goal.
That is one-of-one, Mark. Nice job. Nice. Are you HL math or what?
I do take HL math.
Yeah, I knew that. And a turnover here from the Storm. Evan Tobert trying to fight for it, and he'll get called for a foul. 11.6 seconds left, 14-12 in favor of Southeastern Regional.
There's definitely has to work a little more on their communication. You can see they're waiting too long, and they're holding up the ball for just a couple 2 seconds long, and it allows the defenders to double team. 9 seconds.
3 seconds left. Ruxin with the ball. Driving to the lane. Locks it. And Southeastern will not get a shot off. So at the end of one, it's 14-12 in favor of Southeastern Regional. We'll be back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. There's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
Here in the Sturgis Storm Radio, alongside Mark Agostinelli, I'm Jacob Toby, 14-12 in favor of Southeastern Regional over Sturgis East. We're back here, preliminary round of the state tournament. Over to Isaiah Rustin, excuse me, Jaquel Rustin, and a three-point attempt is good. We don't really know that player's name, Mark, so we're just going to keep it ambiguous. We'll do that sometimes.
The turnovers are just killing the Storm today.
And a turn over there, back over to the Storm.
Got lucky with one there. We'll see. Seems Sir Gibbons will take the inbound.
Jiggy Lamont needs some help here, or he gets it in himself. He has a clear lane for the basket. He'll actually pass it off to Taubert. Got picked off, but Sturgis still has it. Here comes. Oh, now a turnover. Jaquel Rustin with the ball, left hand. Good, flipped up, no good. Rebound offensive to Madero. Madero up for two. Knocked down. They wanted a foul. Crowd did.
What I saw was some after the play action too. It seems like he put his elbow right on Robert's head.
Music going off right now that shouldn't be going off. As meanwhile, Sawyer Gibbons takes it to the rack for two.
Sawyer Gibbons 6 points, 3-for-3 shooting. He is playing with 15%.
And 21-14 to score after Southeastern basket. Here comes Evan Taubert on the right side of the court. Jakey Lamont will put it into Mr. Cole Woodbury. Can't finish the layup on the right side of the rim. And there comes Southeastern Regional. London right to the rim. Powers it through.
Sorry.
We just got bumped into there.
All right. You know what? I love his aggressiveness going to the basket.
That's what you got to do. You got to put your body, put your life in terms of broadcasting before everything else.
That might happen a couple times. We might want to move back a little bit more as London hits his first. London will hit his second as I look at mother over. She's laughing at me. Your mom too, Mark. All the moms are just laughing.
Well, do tell me. I'm alive.
Oh, God. 23-14 in favor of Southeastern Virginia. Lamont, the three. Pop. And three on the court. Lamont hits the three. Cuts the lead. Six. I can't do math, Mark.
It's all right. I can't either.
HL math, yes, you can. Got an injury timeout here. What have you seen from Southeastern Regional so far?
You know what? What I've just seen is their just athletic superiority. They have been able to domineer the glass as well as the turnover battle, and I feel like those are very decisive factors in this match today. One thing you can see, or one thing you can hear most likely, is Southeastern has definitely brought their fan support to the game.
So Michael Quinn getting his team ready to go here. Southeastern Regional called the timeout. We're back here 23-17. 6:14 left in the second quarter.
Isaiah Fontes on the score here in the game.
His first of the day.
Most known for scoring 30 points against Barnesville High School just ago. We'll see if he still has that top-notch ball.
Barnesville coach and former Sturgis East coach Mike Kennedy in the house tonight, so we'll see what that's all about after this game. Rucks into the rack. No offensive foul. Paul puts it up left hand. No good. Offensive rebound. And a stop. No, they're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball. It'll be Sturgis' ball.
Southeastern not hesitant to take a full court press today.
Sturgis Gibbons quick. Up the court. Cobber in his sweet spot. In and out. It was halfway down on the baseline. Good. And here comes Middleton now.
The Storm shooting at a higher percentage, but the turnovers have just killed their offensive efficiency. Yeah.
Here comes London to the rack. No good. Defensive rebound by Cole Woodbury, and then Storm will settle down and give it to Jake Lamont. Lamont, sidestep. No good.
Some great handles tonight. Oh, no. That fast break right there.
Ruxton again. To the rim for two. Excuse me, that was London.
Trey London emerging in the second quarter. He already has 5 points.
Nicky Lamont on the left side of the court. Now moves over to the right side now to Gibbons. Above the three-point line. Looking for something. Has Woodbury in the post. A backdoor cut from Sawyer. Gibbons no good. Out of bounds. It'll stay Sturgis ball.
They got lucky with one there. We'll see if they can capitalize on this opportunity.
Almost out of bounds as they inbound it. Cole Woodbury no good. Offensive rebound. And one! He kept it up high. Put it down in a foul.
Cole Woodbury got those 2 points and got to the free throw line out of sheer will. 6 points on 3 of 4 shooting.
As Lamont, Gibbons, and Cobbert will gather with head coach Michael Coyne and Sturgis Eastwell. Cole Woodbury, will try to hit his free throw and try to get it to a 5-point deficit. It's 25-19, 4:53 left in the first half, and a miss here by Woodbury. Missed free throw is crucial in close games. Here comes Middleton now. Over to London. London guarded by Jakey Lamont. And here's a 3-point attempt by Fontes. It should.
Isaiah Fontes for three.
26-19.
Isaiah Fontes just coming in about 30 seconds ago in the game, but he's already made an impact with that huge three.
Woodbury spins to his left. Can't bank it home. He's got those post moves. They've compared him to Kevin McHale. I don't know if you've seen that, but they compared him to Kevin McHale. I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, I don't know Kevin McHale, but I do know Kevin Agustinelli, and that is one of the greatest accolades you can ever give if you compare someone to Kevin Agustinelli.
Kevin Agustinelli, of course, your brother, my best friend from high school. Hope he's listening right now. Shout out to Kevin. 4:12 left to go here in the broadcast, or the first half, excuse me. And a miss on a 3-point attempt by Ruston for Southeastern Regional. Here comes Sturgis East. Jakey Lamont up the middle of the court. Has some open lanes. Ambidextrous, which is something you don't really see that much anymore. Lamont for three. And an offensive rebound. Woodbury to foul. That'll be. Apparently it's. We don't know who the foul's on yet. But a sub coming in. Madero comes back. And it'll be Sturgis East ball.
Madero. I would definitely put Sora Gibbons, Sturgis East's best defender, on Dante Madero. He had 7 points in limited action.
Gibbons, a little pop. No good. That's the offensive possession. The tip almost went in. No good. Here comes Madero. With the right hand. Back play. Couldn't finish. He flips it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Kicked it out. Back to Madero. Madero guarded by Sawyer Gibbons. And he blows right by him for two. Sawyer's got to be better than that.
Awesome, Madero. He just came in. He's already 9 points. 3 of 4 action.
3:28 left here in the first half. 30-19. Game starting to slip away here from Sturgis East. If they can cut it, hopefully they can. Lamont. Guarded by Madero, which is a size mismatch for Lamont. Now Madero, Woodbury spinning, and again, foul.
One thing I've seen about Sturgis is we are a second-half team, most notably prevalent in Sturgis East's 16-point come-from-behind win against Sturgis West last week.
Woodbury at the line again. He has been active at the free throw line. Missed his last one. Hits his first this time.
Cole Woodbury, 7 points on the game. That puts him in sole possession as Sturgis East's leading scorer.
coming in for Southeastern Regional. Matt Riley came back in. There comes Cole Woodbury. Now the second free throw. Money. Also to give a shout out for Hunter Woodbury, who's listening to the broadcast. His brother Cole Woodbury playing in this game. We played last year on the team together. A little shout out there. Hunter is a nice play. Driving with the left hand was London. 32-21 the score. 2:57 left in the first half. Sturgis East trailing Southeastern Regional. Alongside Mark Augustinelli, I'm Jacob Tobey here on the Sturgis Storm Radio. Oh, a rainbow three-point attempt from Lamont was no good on the left side of the court. And now they're running. London, a sidestep. Banks it home.
Trey London, 9 points. You know, Trey London is one of the few seniors on this team, and I think he's making sure that it is not his last game in high school uniform.
34-21 the score. Southeastern in favor of that score. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a f- and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit. I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money.
Back in the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside Marco Gattinelli. I'm Jacob Tobey. Quick inbounds now to Lamont. And here comes Sawyer Gibbons with 2:32 left to go, and got it picked away. No, it actually be out of bounds, so Sturgis ball.
Number four, Isaiah Fontes, has been neck and neck with Sawyer Gibbons as he's been playing defensively very well, but unable to stop Sawyer from scoring 6 points on 3 of 4 shooting.
So got to watch the matchup between Gibbons and Madero. They're two best players in the court right now. Sawyer Gibbons driving with the right hand, lost it. And here comes Madero the other way, comes up with it, now puts it to London. London taking jam, and got stopped by Cobber. London again, put it up, and an offensive foul. The extend of the arm against Thornton.
So Trey London and Starr are being very aggressive. I think they're both competing for the prestigious Hanoush Jeweler Player of the Game Award.
Hanoush Jeweler so well for the Sturgis Storm Radio. They've been a good partner for a number of years here. And, a missed layup opportunity there for Cole Woodbury. And here comes Fontes for Southeastern Regional. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Fontes again, guarded by Jakey Lamont. Sturgis playing man defense here. In the corner, a three-point attempt. Middleton rims out. An offensive rebound, Fontes. Madero crossed over to the right side. He got fouled by
Isaiah Fontes, number four right there, with the game-leading 6 rebounds. Someone's going to have to stop him from crashing that glass.
Great crowd here, shown by Sturgis East. There's a couple West guys here as well, Sturgis West. And some TCA guys, some old TCA guys. A lot of other basketball players here around the Cape League, trying to support. Trying to see what's happening here in the Division IV tournament. Madero with the line. Can't hit the one-and-one opportunity, so here comes Sturgis with 1:44 left. It's Lamont, only one sub made from Micah Coyne of the Sturgis team.
It's the Lamont. They have very good conditioning. Great offer.
London is very athletic. Gibbons now will drive the baseline. Will float for two. Eight
four or five shooting.
Very impressive for that. Right back is Milton, their main ball handler. This guarded by Taylor Larkin, a good defender. Montes a little step back three. Can't bank it home. Rebound to Cole Woodbury again. And in the hands, now under a minute left, into the hands of Sawyer Gibbons. 34-23 in favor of Southeastern Regional over Sturgis East. It's the post. Woodbury got it knocked away by London. London. Who's Fontas? Missed the layup. Fontas misses the tip. Tipped out by Tauber. And kept alive by Riley. In the hands of Fontas. Middleton to the basket. And a foul on Jacob Lamont was straight up. Seemed to me he was straight up, Mark. I don't know about that.
Seems to me as well. That's his third foul, putting him in a very dangerous position right now.
Mike McClain does not seem to be subbing him out right now. So we'll see what happens with that.
He does have a lot of trust in his players, and I think that's something the players really admire.
Mike McClain in his first year coaching Sturgis East gets into the tournament with a 12-9 record, the 15th seed in the tournament. And as Middleton misses his first free throw, sub coming in for Southeastern Regional, it's going to be Jaquel Rustin. Southeastern Regional coming in as the 18th seed. They were 10-10, just getting into the tournament, the last seed. Sturgis gets them. Misses both free throws, does Middleton. Kept alive by Caleb Clarkson, and here come the storm, 30 seconds left here in the first half, and again, another turnover. Shot clock turned off. Middleton, right-handed layup on the right side, good. 36-23, the favorite Southeastern Regional.
Now we've said it in the first quarter, we're saying it again in the second. We have to watch those turnovers. That's definitely something Coach O'Coin needs to be a little more stringent about.
Oh, Lamont, beautiful crossover, and he got fouled into the paint. He was looking for Woodbury. He got it to him with the whistle blew, and Lamont will get to the line for two. 7.6 left, 35-23. In favor of Southeastern Regional. What did you see on that play by Jakey Lamont?
You know what? I saw Jake with that pump fake, and he really just totally fooled the defense. And by the time he has it, it worked seamlessly. Jake Lamont looking for his sixth point.
And can't get it. Misses the free throw. 6 seconds left. Fontas up the court for Southeastern Regional. Driving with the left hand. We'll put it up. At the buzzer. And that alone, the first half, not a good one here for the Sturgis East Storm. They are trailing 38-23 after two. So it's halftime here at CCA Cape Cod Academy. As we play, not in the HYCC, we're playing at CCA today, the home of the Sturgis Storm, very different.
It is. You can kind of tell, it doesn't look like it from a fan point of view. The home section is totally filled. And we have Mark Payne as our contestant for Hanoush Jeweler, player of the game.
As we're getting our picture taken, Megan Baraski, very good photographer from Sturgis.
With the trademark Bro Photos. She
Bro
has
Photos.
Her own website.
Yes,
check it out.
She does. So we're going to take a break here. We'll step aside. We'll be back with some halftime thoughts right after this on the Sturgis Storm Radio.
Somebody
I'm Jacob Toby. We got a score 38-23 in favor of Southeastern Regional over Sturgis East. What do you need to see from Sturgis that will get better here in the second half?
I really want to see that ball control and more clean, crisp passes. We have not won the turnover game by any means. And if we want to defeat them and their athletic superiority, we're going to have to beat them efficiently with just everybody working together.
It'll be Southeastern Regional's ball going away from us. Sturgis East will be coming towards us. That's nice for a change.
It's doing well. First ever home state game. A lot of records looking to be broken today.
Shaquille Ruston will drive with the left hand to start off and score. Not what Sturgis wanted. It's 40-23. Just underway here in the third quarter in the first round of the MIAA Division IV Men's Basketball State Tournament.
Shaquille Ruston wasting no time making an impact on this game.
Clarkson, Gibbons, now in the post. It is Woodbury. Short air ball and rebound. A long way. Up now to London. London will drive with the right hand. Flip up. It's good. And the lead gets bigger. It is a 19-point game.
London, 11 points. three or four shots. Most of his shots have come off of the free throw. We'll see.
Gibbons flips it up for two. And that's what Curtis needs to do. They need to get into the paint and fast with Gibbons.
Sir Gibbons, 5 of 6 shooting. I would just keep feeding him the ball and not stop.
Middleton tried to dump it down. No good. He'll get it back in the post now. Ruxton. Mikel Ruxton at the top of the key. Curtis will still play man here. Nice defense from taking Lamont. Offensive foul. That'll be on Ruxton. Lamont moved his feet. Did the right work.
Way to accentuate. Way to accentuate that play by number two, Jake Lamont. Defensive ability is showing today.
They're going to press here. Southeastern Regional is. So they'll get into Gibbons. And Gibbons right up to Lamont on the left side. And they'll set up the offense Sturgis East does. Into Gibbons now. They need to get Gibbons more involved. Now down to Woodbury. Woodbury. Easy two. 42-27. 6:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Sturgis East trailing, trying to fight back in this one. Trying to win their first day game in school history for basketball.
Woodbury and Square have both broken double digits, and they both have 10 points right now.
Madero, flip it up for two. He went right. Got contact, no call, but made the basket with a little flip up. And here comes Lamont on the left side of the court. Into the corner. Dribbles all the way into the corner. Now to Josh Milicic into Woodbury. He forgot the ball, but got it back out. Now to Gibbons. Back to Woodbury in the post. Got a post away turnover. Here comes Middleton the other way on the left side of the court.
Only their first turnover today. Or only their first turnover in this half. I wonder what Coach O'Coin's speech was. It seems like it's working today.
Turnover, a travel violation on Southeastern Regional. That'll get Sturgis the ball back.
Hopefully it's not too little too late. For 44-25, 5 minutes, 50 seconds left.
Gibbons. They'll get it back at the top of the key. They'll reset the offense. Lamont, Jakey Lamont. Now to Gibbons again on the left side of the court. Lamont, triple team basically in a 2-3 zone. Back in the corner, tip, and it will be Southeastern ball.
Sora Gibbons and Jakey Lamont tried to initiate that pick and roll, but with three players over 6 feet against Jakey Lamont.
Woodbury turned it over. Not good there. Middleton on the fast break on the left side of the court for two. Right over Josh Middleton.
Josh Middleton with his 10 points in the game on 5 of 7 shooting. It's to go along with 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Very good.
Lamont pull up Jay. No good. Offensive rebound from Gibbons. Gibbons will try to drive. He got fouled. Count him. And a foul. Here comes the storm.
Sora Gibbons, 6 of 7 shooting. He is not giving up today.
He took it from the left side all the way to the right. Power dribble, 2 steps. Got contact, finished strong, and won. 45-26-29 now. 5:07 left here in the third. Here comes Gibbons to the line for one. And can't hit. Free throws hurting the storm in this one.
Sora Gibbons' favorite song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. We'll see if he inspired it. It inspired him today. I'm sorry.
Madero in the corner, guarded by Clarkson. They're not having Sawyer Gibbons guard Madero. That's a 3-point attempt, and passed in by Trey London. The lead gets bigger. Time out here. Someone's tying his shoe. Here we go. And alongside Mark Agustinelli, I'm Jacob Toby on the Sturgis Storm Radio. Sure, Gibbons almost got fouled. Looks like he did. Flips it up. Count him again. And one. Opportunity. Sawyer Gibbons trying to fight for his team to get back in this one.
Sure, Gibbons putting the team on his back. He's pushing video game like numbers. 14 points on 7 of 8 shooting, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds.
Gotta love what Gibbons brings to this team. He brings passion, fire, leadership. He's grown. As, you know, I played with him since freshman year. He's turned into quite the ice player for Sturgis, wearing the number 23 jersey. And put in for Gibbons. He's got 15. On 7 of 8 shooting. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal as well. Middleton passed it off. And a missed basket from Dante Longway. And a rebound for the Storm. 4:24 left to go. 49-32 in favor of Southeastern Regional. Spin move by Jakey Lamont at midcourt. Got the crowd wooing a little bit. And a foul. That'll be against Dante Longway. He was playing defense on Josh Milicic and push him off. Another sub here coming on for Southeastern. It's Matt Riley checking in. Riley's a sophomore. He's got 4 points in this one. Gibbons got fouled, and we'll get to the line for two.
Corey Gibbons looking to be the first player to win a state tournament game in two different sports.
It seems like he definitely wants it badly. He's looking for his 16th and 17th points in this trip. That'll be a great resume builder, being on two teams that won the first two tournament games. I mean, that's big.
Never been done.
Corey Gibbons misses the free throw again. Not well off the line for Curtis. Isaiah Fontes checks back in. He's a sophomore for Southeastern. He's got 5 points. Athletic guard.
Also to note, his 6 rebounds. He has definitely had a very good jumping today.
Gibbons at the line. Missed the second. Milicic got fouled underneath, and the offensive rebound. Woodbury. Another foul. Cole Woodbury underneath on the second attempt. Got him. And he'll get to the line for one.
Woodbury with the amazing shot. The Frog has 12 points to match his jersey number of 12-5-7 shooting.
Making his brother proud and uncle's grandparents listening on the radio station. Shout out to the Woodburys and a timeout. Southeastern Regional. So with 4:12 left to go, it's 49-34. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough, didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding
myself. We're back here in the Sturgis Storm Radio. Cole Woodbury looking to complete the and one after he got the foul. 49-34, 4:12 left to go. Alongside Marco Gustinelli, I'm Jacob Toby. Southeastern leading this one. Cole Woodbury got the lucky bounce. We're not the Celtics, but the leprechaun must be in the building. Cole Woodbury is 13 points. Oh, a nice drive. The Southeastern, Trey London,
16 points already.
Ends the run. 51-35. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The Storm trying to get back in this one.
They're not just called to play Sturgis. We'll see if it has a major impact on changing the momentum.
Lamont will switch it off to Clarkson. Clarkson now looking for someone. He got Gibbons. Gibbons got about a three. He'll drive. He'll step back on one leg. No good. Tough shot. Offensive rebound for the Storm. Milicic threw it right to Woodbury. Clarkson, driving, floater, no good. Got the offensive rebound. The again, but no, London comes up with it on the fast break. He's on the left side of the lane. He'll flip it up. That's fouled by Gibbons.
It was a hard foul. Hopefully, Sword did not take all of his, all the pressure that's on his shoulders out on the foul.
We need him in this game. Third foul. Oh my, what a sequence of events there. A couple, I'd say 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. Sword just could not put him in.
Wow, that's all you can say at some point.
London at the line. Can't get his first free throws in this game, not well for both sides.
No, the free throws, the turnovers. It hasn't been a pure basketball game.
Second attempt is good. 52-35 Southeastern. A big lead here in the third quarter. Gibbons and his team going to have to take over. Sawyer driving. Flip up with the right hand. No good. Almost an offensive rebound
And here comes Southeastern Regional Lightning. Isaiah Fontes with the ball into the corner. Now Middleton. Richard Middleton. Back to Matt Riley with a left hand, no good. And a rebound, J.T. Lamont. Would you say that the Storm kind of have to push?
Well, one thing, they've only made one three-pointer, and I feel like they haven't taken enough. So I really think they need to be more aggressive with their game plan, taking more three-pointers.
They'll just look at the ball. It's out of bounds on Southeastern Regional. 15th seed, Sturgis hosting the 18th seed, Southeastern. First round, MIAA. Division 4. And just rough play here, but Woodbury picks it up underneath as Sawyer Gibbons lost it on the drive.
Woodbury, 6-for-8 shooting, tying score with team lead, 15 points.
Fontes with the ball. He'll drive, flip up with the right hand. Is good. Sturgis scoring, but they're not getting the stop they need to get back into this one.
Really need that defense. They haven't given up 50 points in most of their games. When they do, the outcome is not always good.
Lamont traps himself in the corner on the left side. He'll get out of it. He'll drive. He'll dish it off to Josh Nolichick, who gets the layup for two.
Josh Nolichick scoring his first point. And in this third quarter, let's see how it goes.
And almost a steal from Lamont. Almost took it away from Middleton. They wanted a foul. And Coach McCoy not happy about that one. He did not like that call. A foul push-off.
He's looking for some obstruction.
Three-point attempt. No good. Woodbury pops over. And he's up there. Throwing the ball. And a foul. And the crowd is into it. Woodbury was on the fast break. Sawyer threw it up. Didn't catch it, but got fouled. And
Woodbury, number 12, going up and over number 23, Keith Spock. Looking great tonight.
Woodbury will get to the line now. Let's say he was shooting that ball. Sturgis faithful in the gym has racked it up, intentionally up a little bit more. Another missed free throw. Nolichick missed the layup. He got fouled. Didn't call it. You heard the slap on the arm there.
You know what? There's something that you have to play through the rest. You can't depend on that. You need to play so well that you're no free throw.
Push off, offensive foul. And the ball back to Sturgis.
Dale Parson doing SL Theater, and clearly showed today. He did a great job there.
You saying that's a flop?
I'm saying he accentuated his motion.
I like that. As an SL Theater guy, I like that a lot. Gibbons off to Woodbury. And the comeback is real. Down to 13-54-41. 1 minute left here. In the third quarter, Sturgis trying to come back in this one.
So Woodbury, 17.7 in the quarter alone.
Fontes driving. Oh, shot! By Josh Nolichick. Here comes Woodbury on the fast break. We'll get it out.
Welcome to your comeback moment.
He thought about a three. Lamont also thought about a three on the right side. Nice dribble move to get baseline. He'll flip it up. No good. Into Woodbury. Woodbury. Can't hit the layup. And a foul going the other way against Sturgis.
One thing that brought the roof down was Josh Nowajcik, number 15. Freakish block on Dante Madero.
That was very athletic.
Welcome to his poster, Dante.
So now 33 seconds left. A 13-point lead. 54-41. Martha Gustinelli is alongside Vijay Katobi, bringing you Division 4 men's basketball, Sturgis East trailing Southeastern. 30 seconds left. Middleton with the ball on the right side of the court. He'll drive, kick it out. Thought about a shot, did Riley. He actually did shoot it, no good. The pump take it first. Here comes Sawyer Gibbons on a fast break. Almost lost it again. And Milicic got the ball back. Clarkson, got fouled. With 12 seconds left, Clarkson can cut it to 11. At the free throw line, and the crowd loving Caleb Clarkson.
This game is a lot closer than the score indicates. You can see Caleb Clarkson going for his first couple points.
Clarkson at the line. Can't hit his first. Another missed free throw for the Storm.
That's a 37% efficiency rate.
Clarkson with 12 seconds left at the free throw line to cut the lead down to 12.
and he can't. He missed the free throw. 10 seconds left. 13-point lead. Here comes Fontes with 7. He'll flip it up the right hand. No good. Offensive rebound. That Fontes got his own rebound. No good still. Sturgis Ball with 1.7 left to go in the third.
You know what? I would give the ball to Jake Lamont. He has already made 1 3-pointer.
Clarkson will throw it up. Lamont at the buzzer. No good. He got that off just in time, but to knock it off was about 35 feet from the basket. So through 3, 54-31. Check in with us for the fourth quarter. We're back shortly on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
Let's go, Sturgis!
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly Rowland. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours.
Back here on the Sturgis Storm Radio alongside Marco Gattinelli on Jacob Kobe. Fourth quarter, 54-41 in favor of Southeastern Regional over Sturgis East. The Sturgis East with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Into the corner, Jakey Lamont. He'll pass it off to Caleb Clarkson. He'll swing it back. There's a 2-3 zone tough to play against. Clarkson thought about a 3-pointer in the corner. Woodbury underneath.
The lead to 11. For Woodbury, 19 points, 7 of 9 shooting. An amazing job here.
He cut the lead to 11 in a timeout, a quick timeout from Southeastern Regional. Quick dance. Dean Duquette did not like that one.
You can see Southeastern was going on a 2-3 zone instead of a 4-4 press. They're trying to preserve their energy for this fourth quarter. But the lead is slowly narrowing.
You hear the crowd there. Let's hear Sturgis. They are pumped up right now. I get their team, their first win in state tournament history, basketball. And alongside Mark Agustinelli. Having fun, Mark?
You know what? I'm having fun broadcasting. I wish there was a little more to broadcast about, but I feel like their heart may have the opportunity to let them pull through with this win.
Of course, Mark, you were on the team that won the first soccer state tournament game in school history. What do you think? The likes of Sawyer Gibbons, Jake Lamont, what are those guys thinking right now? They have a chance to do this.
You know what? I think I've known Sawyer and Jake for a long time, and I know that they will never give up until the last second. And hopefully that's here today. They really need that veteran leadership to come in from Caleb Carson and all the seniors to just be a positive role model for them.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Sturgis Storm Radio, 7:34 left to go in the fourth. It's 54-43. In favor of Southeastern Regional over Sturgis East in the first preliminary round of the state tournament. And alongside Marco Gattinelli, soccer captain and junior Sturgis student, I'm Jacob Toby, Sturgis alum. Good to be back.
Great to have you here.
Here we go. Ball now in the hands for Southeastern Regional, Trey London. London, a left-handed player, will drive with his left, flip it up, miss the layup. Offensive rebound. No.
London missing his shot. That's something you don't see very often today. Hopefully we can capitalize on this on Tuesday.
There comes Caleb Clarkson. We'll throw it in. And ball's up in the air right now. Caleb Clarkson on the shot to the Gibbons. Gibbons to Powell. The lead is cut to single digits. It's 54-45.
Wow. Sure, Gibbons and Cole Woodbury combining for over half of their team. Dominant.
Oh, the crowd's electric. What a turnover. Madero, we haven't said his name in a while. Almost turned it over. Offensive foul! The bench is up for Sturgis. Offensive foul on Madero. He doesn't know what happened.
Jeremy Nadler with his famous face.
ball taken away from Sawyer Gibbons. Here comes Zakir Rockin, almost taken away by Gibbons. Swept up and in from Richard Middleton. Lead back to double digits of 10. And it'll be Sturgis ball. A close foul there. Lamont almost lost it. 6:46 left to go, 10-point game.
They are cutting down this lead, and it's gone from 16 to 13 to 10. We'll see how it goes.
Ball almost turned away. Here comes Sawyer Gibbons. It is taken away, but a missed layup from Middleton. Middleton was kind of close up, Josh Middleton. That's not going to end up well. Into the hands now with Trey London, guarded by Sawyer Gibbons. Sawyer, a block, foul on Gibbons. And he does not like it. He knows that was not the right move.
He's clearly frustrated as a result of his fourth foul. We'll need him to keep him in check. Number 23 has been vital to this game with 17 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. Along to go with a steal.
6:36. 10-point game, 55-45, excuse me. Glad you're joining us on the Sturgis Storm Radio. Little floater, but no good from the London. And here come the Storm, trying to get it to single digits once again. Up to Caleb Clarkson. Clarkson looking to reset with Gibbons and Doug. And now a man defense here from Southeastern Regional. Clarkson thought about a three. Thought about the fader. Now to Josh Nolichick in the post. Nolichick, nowhere to go. Threw it up. Lamont on the baseline into Woodbury. And a foul will be called on Woodbury as he was wildly reaching on the ground there.
That's his fifth foul. He's definitely going to have to watch him. He's vital to this team's success. Definitely going to need to see some more three-pointers if the game drags on for a little more.
I think that'll be his fourth foul, so the five would be out.
Oh, excuse me. His fourth.
Here comes Middleton. Unless the stat keeper didn't see it. It's 4. And the ball's on the ground. No one has it yet. It's now Southeastern Regional. And a travel was called. Shaquille Ruffin who turned over. They're going to call that a travel. He was on the ground. He turned over. His body moving. The ball moving. And it's going to be Sturgis ball. And you can hear the crowd chanting. Trey London has not scored yet in this quarter.
We have seen Sawyer Gibbons totally shut him down.
Here comes Gibbons. Driving with intent. And it's good! Sawyer Gibbons! What a drive!
Sawyer Gibbons, 19 points. Everybody in the crowd is on their feet.
Top shot. Oh, top shot hit from Sawyer Gibbons. Great defense. Better offense, as they say. Here comes Sawyer Gibbons now. 5 minutes left. 58-47, 11-point game. Gibbons driving in the hole. Thought he got fouled. Back to home! Sawyer Gibbons continues to bring this team back.
Sawyer Gibbons eclipsing the 20-point mark. First Sturgis player to ever do that in a state tournament game.
That'll be great to see. Here comes Middleton. Thought about the three. He has a mismatch on Nolichick. Can't hit it. The floater was on the baseline. No good. Jakey Lamont trying to get the ball out of bounds, and he knocked it off. One of the Southeastern players. And here comes a sub for Southeastern. It's going to be Isaiah Fontes back in. He's got 7 points.
Jake Lamont with an impeccable rebound over 6 foot, number 10, Mauro DeFray.
And now a timeout call on the floor. 4:44 off to go, 58-49. Stay tuned for the rest of the fourth quarter. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a f*** and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit. I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know.
Back here in the Sturgis Home Radio, 58-49, 4:44 left to go alongside Mark Agostinelli and Jacob Toby. Sturgis with the ball, got it off the press, and almost stolen. It'll be Sturgis' ball. Knocked away. Slowly trimming down the sleeve, slowly but surely. 9 points, 4 minutes, 43 seconds to go. Into Gibbons. Oh, it's stolen. No, it'll be out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Southeastern. Didn't look like Gibbons was touched it.
I don't know about that one, Jacob.
It's in the pass now. Here comes Southeastern. 4:40 left to go. 58-49. Fontes with the ball. Now to London. Oh, almost picked off by Lamont on the left side of the court. And we are baseline underneath Sturgis' basket, so they're coming toward us. Far away side. Southeastern's going.
Definitely want to see a little more action on our side of the court.
Middleton. Richard Middleton, the sophomore, starting point guard for this team. Madero, haven't said his name a lot in the second half. A three-point attempt. No good. That was by Fontes. And it will be Southeastern ball.
I don't know about that. It looks like Jacob Mott got fouled as he went down from that, getting that rebound. But apparently, it was not.
London. Now to Middleton. Over to Ruston inside. Found Madero. They will not count it. It was on the floor with a foul. It'll be on Kenneth Clarkson, I believe. And the Sturgis Storm in blue. In white uniforms. Southeastern region was in blue. The white trim.
Trey London going 0-for-3 since Sawyer Gibbons started his 1v1 defense on. Doing a great job.
58-49. A floater. No good from London. And a rebound to Josh Milicic. He's had a great game as a junior for this team.
Josh Milicic with his block that might have changed the momentum of this game.
And a foul going against Southeastern. Speaking of Lamont, was still going down the paint and got fouled. Will they bring it to the line? Is that over the limit? It is. Jiggy Lamont at the line. Arguably the team's best shooter. Is at the line for two and can cut the lead to 7 with 3:51 to go.
Jacob Lamont, number 2, looking for his 6th point.
Oh. He can't hit. Sturgis just going absolutely cold from the free throw line. They cannot hit a single free throw right now. And this one's a big one. It's a tough lead to 7. And he can't hit. Milicic on the opposite back. That was my mistake.
You know what?
Well, it's okay. You can stick to broadcast. Hey, I guess I'm done on the court, right? Couldn't catch the ball. Milicic can't hit the first.
The net can't touch the ball.
We got a lot of memories making these broadcasts, don't we? Players jumping into our broadcast booth. Milicic can't hit the second. That's double digit misses for the Storm in a row on rebounds. 3:44 left to go, 58-49.
Dropped to 27% on the free throw.
Middleton on the right side. He'll drive with the right hand, flip it up. And one! Big basket from Middleton. Now back to a double digit lead for Southeastern.
Middleton, one of 3 players for Southeastern in double digits. He has 14 to go along with 3 rebounds and an assist.
60-49, and that will be done. That will be Cole Woodbury's last foul. He is out for the game. We're going to sub in Evan Taubert, who's the only other player to be subbed in for the Storm. No other bench players today. They played 6 guys.
Coach really he really values his upperclassmen. He thinks they can be very positive role models. And that's kind of what you've seen today. All 6 players, other than Josh Wojcik, have been upperclassmen with him.
Sturgis loses their height. Cole Woodbury getting out, and Corey Gibbons is after that one. He will. Clear lane for the wrap. Flip it up for 2. Corey Gibbons up back to 10. 23 points. Oh, but a wide open layup for 2 on the other side from Trey London. Back face game now. Oh, they got Sawyer Gibbons on a travel. And it'll be Southeastern ball, 3:17 left to go. And a timeout.
Sturgis East. 3:17 to go, 63-51. We'll be back on the Sturgis Storm Radio right after this. They have cut the lead, but they have gotten even closer if they made their free throws. And now it's a 1-on-1 opportunity here for Southeastern. It's going to be Isaiah Fontes at the line for one. If he can hit one, he'll hit the second. He'll try for the second as well.
Free throw issues have really plagued Sturgis. We'll see if that has also impacted Southeastern.
First free throw, no good. Rebound to Josh Milicic. He's had a great day on the glass and just an overall great game. Cole Woodbury is fouled out. They have lost their height, Sturgis has. Caleb Clarkson on the right side. Here comes now Sawyer Givens. He's going to hand it off here to Jake Lamont. Big basket needed. Up into Evan Cobbler. He couldn't handle it. He was right in his hand. Almost a turnover. Evan Cobbler could not handle it. And here comes Middleton on the left side of the court now. They're going to slow it down. 2:42 left to go. Middleton driving, spinning, putting up. Can't hit. Milicic, another rebound.
Milicic is doing all he can on the court.
Sawyer Givens. To the rim. Oh, he short-armed it. He short-armed the layup and couldn't hit. And now the Southeastern will slow it down 2:20. Curtis down 12. Madero at the top of the key. Stolen by Gibbons. Here he comes in the fast break. Up the middle. A little crossover move. He locks the ball. He'll dive for it and locks it in a wide-open layup opportunity for Southeastern Regional by Isaiah Fontes in a 14-point game. Under 2 minutes to go, and the crowd is silent. Lamont sidesteps, and one! Keeping the storm alive. Lamont got the foul, we'll get to the line for one. It's a 12-point game, 1:54 left to go. What does the storm have to do here? They have got 12 points in less than 2 minutes to put up now.
I think this is a critical free throw, that if they can turn around their free throw issues, they can turn around anything. There is no mountain high enough.
Jake Amont looking for his eighth point. And Madero now has fouled out as well. He's done. So in comes Matt Riley.
Matt Riley, I think he's using his substitute shoes. I don't know what those are.
And Amont can hit the free throw. Story of the game. Got to be Southeastern ball. Storm have not been able to hit their free throws. Another missed one from Lamont. Southeastern trying to get the ball in under 2 minutes to go. The Sturgis trails 12. Nice defense here from Clarkson, but they get the ball up to Middleton into the corner. And they'll hold it now. Shaquille Ruffin. Now to Middleton. Fontes with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Middleton. Last for the screen from Matt Riley. They dump it in. And a foul on Sawyer Givens.
There's one thing I know about Sorghum. He will never give up. There's still 90 seconds on the clock, 12 points to go. We'll see how it fares.
Energy out of the gym is just sucked out.
that one
crowd knowing that it's going to be a tough comeback here as the first free throw hit by Ruckman.
Every free throw missed, it's difficult to watch. Coach definitely knows what to focus on next season.
Ruckman misses the second. Gibbons with the rebound. So they have to push here. They got to get some shots up. And fast. There comes Gibbons.
They need to make a 3-pointer. It's now or never.
Gibbons for three. Back rim. What's good from here? Approaching 1 minute to go.
They've only made 1 3-pointer. They definitely need to change that.
12-point game. Not looking good for the Storm. Isaiah Fontes now will step back. Started by Clarkson. Fontes now to Ruckman. Ruckman up the top. Riley. Riley now back to Fontes. Fontes will drive with the left hand. They'll kick it back out. Caleb Clarkson, great defense, four on the shot clock for Southeastern. Middleton has to put up a big three. Oh, he nails it! What a three-point attempt from Middleton. 42 seconds left, 69-53. Storm have to get a three up now. Lamont, nowhere to go. Clarkson, they have to get it now. Gibbons, try to step back. Around the back. We'll get a pick from Nolicic. Gibbons, a step back three. In and out. Offensive rebound for the Storm. Out of bounds, Jakey Lamont, and that will do it.
You know what? Some days it just doesn't go your way. 25 seconds, I don't think they'll give up, but it does not bode well with this 15-point lead.
59-53. 16-point lead, I apologize. 20 seconds left, they'll foul. That three-pointer by Middleton, as Mark just said, absolutely killed the chances. And now Sawyer Gibbons fouls out in his first playoff game.
He did all he can, 23 points, Sturgis taking his record. Three throws and turnovers.
That should be a timeout call, so he did not foul out. He's a timeout.
Still has 20 seconds.
20 but seconds.
He is a junior, so... there should be a young core coming back.
A very young team. They're going to get even better next year. And Coach O'Coin has decided to put in the substitutions. The bench will come in. And a tough sight to see. Sawyer Gibbons holding his head. Cole Gibbons fouls out. Caleb Clarkson being chanted here at CCA. Chris Newman. Jeremy Nadler. Check in. Sharef McDowell as well. Aiden Smith, the five players for Sturgis, the freshman and sophomores, and one senior, Chris Newman.
Go Storm, finish strong!
As you heard Mark, he doesn't care we're live. He yells.
Got to
finish
strong.
It's a good thing. He has to finish strong. Agree with him completely. 20 seconds left, 69-53. Middleton can can't hit the second. The ball on the floor and picked off by Milton, and now put in a substitution here. It'll be actually a quick timeout to put in a sub, number 23 for Southeastern. Keith Bobbs will check in. Quick timeout just to get the sub in. Again, a game where Suffolk could not, excuse me, Suffolk, that's where I go. So I say Suffolk a lot, but Sturgis could not. Made some free throws, and frankly, they just turned the ball over.
You know, I think just being in their first day game ever just gave them those free throw woes. I feel like they're just too nervous. They need to play with more compassion and focus.
Ruff will actually drive. Look at the score, which is very weird. You're winning by a double-digit lead at the end of the game. 5 seconds left. Ball on the floor. No ball.
A little unsportsmanlike.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, though. I mean, and all levels of sports, you hold the ball, you're winning for the final shot, for the final horn to sound.
Especially with 3.7 seconds left on the clock.
3.7 left. Southeastern will get the ball back.
Score 69-53 in favor of Southeastern.
And the final buzzer will sound as 2-3 at the end of the game. That's unsportsmanlike, in my opinion. And
we have a big call out to it.
72-53. Final score here at UCA Pitcon Academy. Sturgis East cannot get it done in the preliminary round of the Division MIAA Division IV state tournament. So Southeastern Regional will go on to face Good Luck Cathedral
the number two seed, who is 17-3 this season. Sturgis East again coming in at 11-9, for the 15th seed Southeastern Regional, winning this, the upset technically at 10-10. That'll do it. Final thoughts coming up, but we'll take a quick break. We're back on the Sturgis Storm Radio. The final thoughts on this one. Again, Sturgis losing 72-53. We're back right after this.
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bringing 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you can taste that.
What is your function? What do you guys do?